With WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne. Closing arguments were made yesterday in the murder retrial of Stanley Liggins. Liggins faces a first-degree murder charge in the killing of Jennifer Lewis, who was 9 years old when her body was found near an elementary school in Davenport 28 years ago. Liggins has twice been convicted for her murder, but each conviction was eventually overturned by a state court. Following yesterday's closing arguments in Waterloo, Iowa, the jury deliberated for about 3 hours before Judge Marlita Grieve dismissed them for the day. Deliberations are scheduled to resume this morning. A Silvis woman has admitted to stealing more than $500,000 from programs that feed needy children. Yesterday, 66-year-old Nora Steele pleaded guilty to federal charges of fraud and filing a false tax return. According to prosecutors, Steele served as operations director for a program that provided summer and after-school meals to at-risk children, first for the Church of Peace in Rock Island, and then for the Quad Cities Area Children's Food Program. And that for 2 years, from 2015 through 2017, she was reimbursed for falsely inflated meal counts. She also inflated payments for her salary and salaries paid to her family members, plus she claimed reimbursement for many more miles than she actually traveled for her job. In addition, Steele fully funded a retirement account with money from the food program. Her sentencing is now set for January. The Republican candidate for Rock Island County Clerk criticized his Democratic opponent yesterday for her handling of election security. Herb Trix reports on Russell Crist.
Outside the county office building, he told GOP supporters the current county clerk, who's also his Democratic opponent, Karen Kinney, should be more careful in protecting the memory cards used by touchscreen voting machines to record votes.
No security tape is used to identify if the memory card has been removed or changed during this election process. I believe this is an issue that should be addressed by the county clerk prior to any early voting on the 27th of September.
Kinney, however, says she carefully follows state election law, and the memory cards, the touchscreen machines, and our votes are all quite secure.
He keeps asking me security questions, like where do we store the machines at night? I can't share that with anyone, and if I do, sir, it will no longer be security.
She also says public testing of the voting machines will be held next month, and leaders of both parties will be notified of the time, date, and location. I'm Herb Trix.
A vigil was held last night for the Iowa State University student-athlete who was killed this week while playing golf near the campus in Ames. Teammates and friends of 22-year-old Celia Barkeen Arizamena shared stories about her and lit candles in her memory. Barkeen Arizamena's body was found Monday at Coldwater Golf Links in Ames. Police charged 22-year-old Colin Richards with her murder. Police say he was homeless and had been living in an encampment near the golf course. Barkeen Arizamena studied engineering and was this year's women's golf champion of the Big 12 Athletic Conference. With WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne.